Oh, we're recording.
I know.
Boom. What's up? Bring it in, bro. And that signals the start of the show. Welcome to Coal Mine, where we dig deep to get into the mine at coal. I'm your host, Mr. Brock. With me,
as always. What's up, Brock? How you doing, my man?
Good, man. Good.
Yeah. It's your boy, Miko. What's up, Twin Cities? Double up. What's up?
Yeah, this is a different show. We're recording on a Thursday night. It's been a while since we did a weeknight recording.
Man, I'm trying to. We should do another one, too, on Saturday or Sunday. Definitely. And this is a very special show. This is a new addition to the new show that we having. You know what I'm saying? This is the new show. It's called Brock and Miko and Friends. So who we have in the show today is a real P, and we're going to call him Pops. You know what I'm saying? International Mac is what we're going to say. And that's Mac with a C and period. That's it. You hear me? So welcome to the, pick your microphone up. Yeah, he didn't swell, his hand swollen. You know what I'm saying? His hand swollen. So, what happened to your hand? What's going on with you?
I apologize. My baby.
What happened to your hand?
My baby Miko was on his way to pick me up. Okay. I didn't know what was going on.
You didn't know you were shooting the podcast today? Don't be what you said now. Okay.
But Miko, I texted you and said, let's do it tomorrow. I want to party tonight and go to Jack's. And
hey, bro, Miko don't care. How do I look at text messages? Do I?
We don't need.
Not,
we look
not
at,
well. Oh. Texting him is rough.
Watch it.
Yeah.
I apologize. I'm
like running
this
with a loaded gun.
Hey, look, my nigga down in the mountain, they told me, we don't do Texas. What the fuck? They mad at me. Like down in our city, like a minute.
Yeah.
Man, Texas is some bitch. Man, look.
So is this what happened to your hand?
No, man. No. So, Miko them on their way.
Yep.
Or whatever. I don't know what's going on.
You forgot about shooting the podcast.
No, I didn't forget because I already text Miko like, today I just want to see my baby. And right. He'll show you. I said, man, Miko, I just want to see you. Let's kick it over to Wild Jackson. But get what? So, as I'm downtown Minneapolis, I'm on a seat, whatever, see now. Right?
Hold on. Now, the real question, right? Okay. You ain't, I know you, where we from? You know what I'm saying? And so we already got this trust problem issue anyway. Okay?
Right.
Right. So, okay. So now.
You said you was on your way or whatever. My thing, I'm coming. Okay. I'm going to go down Nicollet toward the train. So
you didn't say shit to the man.
No, he just walked like he won't.
You seem like a friendly guy, so I don't understand why would.
Let's just let him tell the story. I want to hear. Okay. I haven't heard it front to back.
Pick the microphone up.
I just heard it very angrily and loudly.
Yeah, because it happened so quick, and I'm like, but if Miko don't come, I wasn't even really thinking about y'all because I was drinking a little Crown. But I said, damn. So I'm coming this way, young guy. I was hiding all my little sisters and them over here by Target on Nicollet and 7, 8, like 9, my little niece, and they be out there dancing, popping, right, and booting everything, trying to knock white folks, whatever.
This is happening outside Target?
Yeah, because of the liquor store right
there.
I got another video I'm going to show y'all. I want to show
the
video.
Target.
Okay, but so what happened?
So as I'm leaving them, I'm walking this way, and it's a dude come by, and I had did a big video showing all the big buildings. And I can show the video, no? So as I come back, 7, 9.
Ain't no booty on them videos?
When you see it, you'll see it.
Okay.
So as I come back, I'm standing in a little cut. Before you get to 7, it's a little black dude. He walk, like he was kind of angry, walk.
Kind of brush you?
He didn't touch me, period. He just came so close that I was like, oh, he wouldn't have got no dick in.
Yeah.
So as he walked by, I'm like, damn. So I'm like, don't say shit.
But can I hold the mic for you?
Okay, yeah, hold it for me.
Yeah. You use your hands a lot. I like it.
Right, but watch this. So as he walked by, I said, damn. So I said, man, don't say nothing to him. No, I ain't no feeling nothing like that. I'm like, man. I said, hey, my nigga, man. Damn,
why
nigga.
You say something to him anyway?
He got too close. Aren't you listening?
But he walked like, but you're right. I shouldn't have said nothing. Like, even Junior, they were like, damn.
Well, hindsight's 20/20, my friend.
My damn hand, it just hurt when I closed. But go what? He walked so fast. I said, damn, nigga. I mean, you damn, wow. He was like, what? But he didn't say, oh, he was like, what? I said, damn, nigga, you walked that. I really was wrong. Like, I ain't gonna lie. If they saw the camera, the police will say I was wrong. Mm-hmm. But I was like, damn, nigga, you walked that motherfucker close to me? Like, he was like, what? And then, you know, I'm like, okay, my bad, young nigga. He was like, man, my bad too. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay. But he caught walking toward me, right? Me go, right.
Follow that shit.
He walked toward me. Right. I'm like, damn, nigga. I mean, my bad, young nigga, man. My bad. And as I'm reaching my hand out, because he had his hand out, he wasn't no more argument. He just kind of barely he touched my face. Mm. So I'm like, but when he did that, he turns around and walked quickly, going back towards it. I said,
what a coward.
Man.
Well, I can't say coward because.
He did walk up on him. He walked up. He walked up. And then he
acted like he was taking my hand.
He swung.
He kept, but no, this is a swing though. But I'm gonna, okay, even if you hit,
regardless, he went towards your face.
He barely, it wasn't no push, mm-hmm. It wasn't no nothing. It was just barely. He barely would like.
As he's
walking now, he going to a 7. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, leave it alone. You got too much to lose. Like, look, fuck that.
God is good though.
He steady walking.
God is good.
I'm like, man, I can't let this nigga.
You're pissed off.
I'm watching him. I'm watching him. Like,
you pissed off.
Now he's going that way. He ain't why.
So you
went back one, the eight was seven. If it's eight going eight, nine. If that's the way it's going, nine.
Nobody's gonna be fact checking this. You're good.
But watch this. The train. Where the train come on Nicholas?
Yeah. Stop the shit out of that, bro.
No, he walked. That's the library. That's a Minneapolis. So he walked great across. Library. It's a big fat ass black dude standing. He was like, hey man, he talking to dude. So I come across. I come across. I'm just like, and I see him. He don't even really see. Man, I'm like, pow.
Whoa.
Boom.
That scared me.
Boom.
Think of how scared he was.
He didn't see it.
Ooh.
The element of surprise. Now, he laying there. It ain't like he rolled over. And he came. They were like, damn, it's some junkies over here.
Did you think for a second you killed him?
It wouldn't have mattered. Fuck all that.
No, I think it would have mattered. Like,
fuck all that. It's a lick, though. That ain't too much time.
You had to get your lick back.
Well, they would have gave me about a year or two for that. But
he put his hands on you.
He put his hands on me first. And it scared me.
He put his hands on him first.
I wasn't going to see him again. So
what is this, the playground in elementary school? He put his hands at you and scared you? That's not going to hold up in court.
Hey, guess what, though? I ain't going to lie. I'm going to say this right here. Man. The Minnesota Laws.
Hey, come on. The Minnesota Laws are number one sponsor on the show. You can't say that.
Well, okay, you know what?
Say something nice about the law, quick.
I love the law, and thanks for not taking me to jail. Thank you for not taking me to jail. Good they job. Salute me. I do the 8. All the police salute me. They know my code 8. I do love their law because they don't mess with me.
You're a charming fella.
So let's check game. How your week go, bro?
How did mine go?
I apologize, y'all.
Productive. No, I was incredibly productive. You don't have to apologize.
What'd you apologize for?
I love it, man. That story was fantastic.
Is it?
Yeah, it was really good.
Can you show the video?
We can actually try and upload it, maybe. Well, I don't know if you want it. That's called evidence.
I got the whole video, but I got the part when dude ran on the bus. Yeah. Watch this. And dude was like, no, OG, just leave. They said, just hurry up. Leave. Don't just leave. And he ran on the bus. I said, nigga. I was on the bus.
He got blessed that day.
Look, he on the bus. Y'all show the video. I'm like, and he hiding on the bus, really. Yeah. They said, man, just leave. So I kept going. And you instead of calling me, go.
Yep.
I went.
Because we had something to do together today.
Yeah. Let me go.
Hold on, I got a question for you, Pops.
I'm sorry, y'all.
No, I'm curious. Are you still holding some anger in on your heart for that guy? Are you mad at him?
Ooh, good fucking question,
I'm
bro.
Serious.
That was a great question.
Because I'm struggling a lot with bitterness
in
my own heart.
Ooh. By me seeing...
Answer the question, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, by me seeing him laying down, like not rolling over, jumping up, he was actually kind of... And then like 80...
You can't 80 answer
people
the question.
I'm going to answer it. 80 people saw that. They were like, he's knocked out.
Yeah. Did you feel better after you did that?
I didn't feel better.
Yeah.
I felt like, in Minneapolis, it's
nope, a lot. Has nothing to do with it.
Watch
this. You are a man. So he asked
answer
you a question.
Let me answer.
No, you get it. He's answered.
I really want to do it because I'm going for the mayor. Amigo. Come watch this.
You're giving us good content.
Watch this. I feel like a lot of those bums are chastising and and terrifying a lot of good people that don't need it. Mm-hmm. So they happen to come across one of the right folks to do that shit to. So for all the
teach them a lesson.
Yeah, watch this. I won't disagree with you at all.
No, watch this.
Yeah, I'm saying you.
Just
you
by me
right.
being older.
Yeah.
Now my motherfucking hand hurting and swelling.
Yeah.
And I want to show the video because I just buy fabricators. Man, we older, man. And see, a lot of these young people rob and do
so
older people
once
wrong.
Once again,
I want them to know
answer.
That this is the question. Why am I going to answer it like this? By me being older, man. Man, I'm one of them older ones that if they run across the wrong one,
which,
hey, and get what? God, the boss, will handle that. So I want them to know, like, don't fuck with every dude because he look old. Or somebody look old, you want to try to do something to him because I'm old.
Yeah, you may have stopped him from smacking 10 other guys.
I could have smacked him from killing a couple of people.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
Hey, go what?
That's a good moral error.
Hey, go what?
Once again.
We old. I'm almost 60. I apologize.
Once again, did you get your leg back or do you want...
Oh, it's over with. It's over with.
So,
all right.
Once again, are you...
It's over.
Is there...
That's good.
Is there over what you asked him? Is there anger carried over?
It's
something
no,
like
whoa, that. I don't know the meaning of that, but watch this.
What you asked him, bro?
what you write me?
What you asked him, bro?
He asked
I
him,
said, I'm still mad at that person in your heart. Like, are you mad at all?
I don't know the meaning of that. I just feel like this.
Still angry?
I did that for the older people. It's it over with, man. It's so past over with. I'm going to go talk to.
So you don't want to lie? Or you want to lie?
Which one is it?
Fuck who you vote for. Fuck them. They
oh, man. We're going to have to rail. Should I grab some burning questions?
I respect y'all.
Let's get some questions in.
Watch this, y'all. I apologize. Watch this. I just did that for the older people that younger people try to terrify and do things to and feel like they can just do something to any older person.
Check this. What if we dedicate this episode to the older people as well?
Guess what, though? No. Dedicate to the police officers.
And
because
the police.
I feel like I need to be one because I'm sick of people doing stuff to older people and children for no reason.
Damn straight.
And I apologize for that, but...
No apologies on this show.
Hey, look. Older people, man. Oh, man, leave older people alone.
Older people will agreed. Shoot a bust a cap in your ass.
All
that's what the old people say. I'll bust a cap in your ass.
But get what? All I want. Not in Minnesota.
Don't make me bust a cap in your ass.
But in Minnesota,
you better back your ass up before I bust a cap.
That's down south, me go. But watch this. Up here?
Up here, it's definitely, they gonna shoot your ass because they can carry a gun. You walk in somebody's house, they go, and they got a gun, old man, gonna blow your ass off. And I don't care if he's white, Puerto Rican, German, he's African, motherfucker, bang, bang. Caps is universal. Busting a cap in somebody's ass is universal. So you
make sure you in the house, because if you ain't in the house, because they got certain laws, if you outside that house, you could be facing
or
criminal trial. You got to know
you
your law.
You feel threatened to the point, if a person comes up while you're outside and you got the right to carry, okay, you give him more than three warnings that...
Three?
You have to make sure you can't shoot him off the top. And you can't overkill.
How many? How many times you got to ask? I'm going to ask you.
What?
How many times in Minnesota for you to tell a person like, hey, I'm warning you. How many times? I'm just...
To be completely honest, I don't think there is actually
an no,
I think that's just kind of a myth what they tell you, but I don't think there is.
Okay.
You just have to feel like your life's threatened.
I want y'all to know
and prove that your life was threatened. That's
you.
The problem. The burden
so you
proof
can't
thing.
Overkill.
No, it's great. Because I have my conceal and carry,
right.
And it's actually a really good class for you to take
mm-hmm.
because like it talks a ton about the gun laws and teaches you all that.
Yeah.
But the number one thing it says, like if you use your gun on someone and gun them down, said, prepare to get arrested and call a lawyer.
Absolutely.
Like they're like, yep, drop to your knees when the cops come. Put your hands up.
If
like
you gun them down, yep. What you mean by that? Like,
but they say if
overkill.
So they're saying so it better be worth it. You better know,
right?
You better know that it's a life or death situation. You can't just play it like,
right? Boom, solid.
Hey, watch this. Thank you, bro. Thank you for saying that.
Because that's what I just said too.
You're right. Both of y'all did, but watch this.
Sounded better for me.
But watch this. But like what?
I wonder why.
I respect Minnesota because Minnesota do have certain laws that are great. They're great because, like, in some cities, the laws are not like in Minnesota.
What's
like,
your favorite law?
Oh, my favorite law?
Sure.
Man, you walk I ain't gonna say that. I ain't gonna say that.
Well, I say it.
Hey, look.
Your phone at you.
If you had one? If I got a house and you step a foot in it.
Yeah, like, yeah, you gonna shoot.
No, not me.
Well, somebody gonna shoot.
I gotta answer that a different way. He said, what's the favorite law? You know what? Some questions make you want to think. No,
seriously. That's what.
Because
only some?
Some, it's a lot, but guess what? This is a question, part two, because of this, y'all.
Hit me.
Really, when you think of children, so how many children and grandchildren that we have, and elders over like 65 or 70, that's a question that, bam, you know, how can we make under 12, if you're 12 years old to an infant, or if you're 60 years old up to 90, like, what would the 90 to 60 year olds and children from 12 and under, what will make their lives mine so safe? Is it, do we listen to what another country, China, do we listen to what other countries say, which we already know that they want to make us like, what they call it, communists, or I mean, not communists, I don't know.
Hold on.
Is this guy, what law?
Why did he ask about a law?
I didn't understand any of that.
Thank you. It might take y'all a year.
Hold on. All right. Listen, I'm going to tell you my favorite law, just to get one in, right? My favorite law would have to be the freedom of speech.
Nice.
You know what I mean? I'm going to say the freedom of speech, or to the point of, we really do have the right to say anything we want. You know what I mean? There is no boundary on to the point of what you can say to a person. It's more of, can be aggressive.
It can hurt you sometimes.
Oh, but you can't, it's going to hurt if a person, it should hurt. You know what I mean?
If it's a police officer pull you over and ask you a simple question, like your ID, just simple things, but watch, let me just say something. Now, a person gets aggressive, like, why are you know, like, stop, man, listen to me. The police officers have a very dangerous, serious job.
Because they're passive aggressive.
I don't know about that.
Listen to what I'm saying. They going to ask you that question. It's the same question over and over again in a different way. It might be a different tone. But if he's holding his gun, he's being very aggressive. Why he's asking me very nicely to my ID. If his hand is on his gun and he's asking me, for my ID.
So, watch this.
That is aggressive.
Have a cop ever pulled you over and had his hand on or had the gun out?
Have a cop ever pulled you
over? No.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
For obvious reasons, guys. We know why.
Let me go. The reason is this. You see this? Put your arm by mine.
Yeah. The color of her skin.
I would argue the way I dress.
Like, no, it ain't you. It ain't you. No.
Yeah.
The whole world ain't about you. But understand this. You've never.
He just said the whole
world. I'm also incredibly polite, and I suck up a lot to the cops.
I do too.
I mean, damn right.
Do you?
You're supposed to.
Hey, do you?
Me or Miko?
Tell me the truth.
He knew. Ask me or Miko.
He knew.
Who knew?
I'm more like, hold on. I'm going to ask him the question. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, what you put me over for? What you pull us over for? What's up? Why? You know, that's me. He more, damn near fucking dropped to his fucking knees. Like, to the point of like, shut up. Tell me to shut up. But no, this is highly fucked up. You are a person with license. This is insurance on here and some more shit. So, like, why are they fucking with us, period? You hear me? So
I don't disagree. That's awesome.
Can I answer this?
That wasn't no question. Those are facts.
But can I say something?
You sure can.
And I'm gonna leave this question with this.
Ooh.
Me and my baby Migo, we in Chaska, right? When Prince had deceased, it was a flood in Chaska, Chanhassen. Migo, like, every night, me and Migo, we ain't got nothing to do. We gonna fuck out at the casino. But watch this though. Me and Migo in the minivan, Migo hugging me. It was flooded. Listen. It's three.
Why is he hugging you?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Where did that hugging come from?
He didn't want to hug him.
What?
Let me tell you the truth.
Let's just pause on that. You're in the minivan hugging?
Not that's saying me guys. And him hugging. This is
you. It takes two people to hug, man.
Miko, put it like this. Miko had a hat on.
But listen, I can picture it now.
But Miko was like, I put it like this. Miko was moving the camera a lot. And you know,
he does that.
But look, who's driving?
Truth's coming out. What's going on?
But watch this. It wasn't no big thing, right? So we in the middle. I'm like, I look back. It's a car come out of
see right there, and then he looked back.
I didn't look back.
But he looked back.
You know what, Mystic Lake?
Yeah. We took the back way.
We did.
Yeah, from town.
We was having a ball.
Yeah.
But listen.
Sounds like it.
Miko was Miko was just, you know how Miko get wired up.
I do.
He already wired up, too. We wired
but
up.
I'm driving.
You see how dirty this motherfucker is?
You guys are wired up right now.
Look. I said, Miko.
I'm always cool. Like this.
I love him, though. It was just real love, though. Miko was like, pop. I said, Miko, I said, relax a little bit. Because I just knew it wasn't no cars, nowhere. It was like a couple of cars.
I go, I'm fucking with you. I touched the radio. Really, let me say the story.
You're
going to tell me not to move, sit back. It's the motion.
I have no idea where the story is going.
Ask Miko, can I tell the story? If I can't tell it, I respect it.
Hey, Miko, can you tell the story?
Fucking tell it. Tell the truth. If you're going to tell
the truth. But you got to tell the truth.
Oh, man.
Camera down. If he telling the story, he lying. But if it's a story. If you tell the truth, tell the truth.
Just give me a sec. I just wanna make the thing so if anybody see this, it'll be a thou wow because it's beautiful. Because
yeah.
We was having so much
fun. We did.
Like, look, I don't hear me no more. I don't people look. I said, Miko, I don't know who came up this tree. Miko, it was flood. Miko, we was so up there. Miko, we was up. But I was
like. But shit, what? He really let us go without
him.
He let us go. Yeah,
let me tell the story.
Let us go.
Why did he let us go? I want y'all to hear this, and I'm through with this story. Watch this. Check what happened.
Somebody please tell me what happened.
But so
jeez.
Don't start it over. Okay.
Let me tell it. So as I kind of see, they was in a cut, but the whole Chaska was flooded, right? I just kept, it's like 2:30 a.m. Listen, I said, Miko. We like popped, man. I ain't gonna even.
I'm like, go to fucking speed limit.
But I was going, but what? The cop get behind me, but my license really was suspended. But watch this. As the cop behind me, Miko didn't know. I said, Miko. I said, man, just relax. Next thing you know, we can see Mystic Lake, and I'm like, just relax. So now he hit the lights on us, right? Soon the cop pull up. We can Google this because we can probably get the footage. He come to the car. He's like, "Oh, so you the what is it? Are you the funny man?" Did he remember?
Boom.
What he sure said, is. Funny man. He was like, "I finally meet because I got caught in Texas."
It jumped everywhere.
But look, he said, "Finally, I meet the funny man." When he said that, that's me because I be making him laugh. I said.
Now you're talking to cops and making them laugh and shit.
Yeah, I said, how you doing? He said, well, don't you know, I think your license might be suspended for 30 days. Mm-hmm.
You were just getting that shit back.
He was young, about 20, right? So he's like, this and that. And Miko said, it was a cigarette. Like, we in a minute. Miko,
that's what it was.
Miko reached for the cigarette. Look, Miko, when he reached over.
I'll reach for my spot.
When he reached for the cigarette, right? The police, he stepped back. He reached for the gun. He was like, I said, Miko. I said, baby, just be still. Because he stepped back and reached for the gun. I said, sir.
No, I'm going to tell you right now. The story is correct, but the way it was, he was already walking up with his gun, his hand on his gun.
He ain't lying, though. He was.
Yeah. Glad no one's lying.
No, he ain't. No, he. I'm telling you the truth, though. Miko, right, though. I didn't want to say that. It's just a fact.
He put your cigarette out. I'm like, I ain't going to put my cigarette out.
I said, sir. I said, you see the tag? I said, it's my name. Yeah, so when my name good. Pop up, it's Black Mark for real. Like, sir, you can shoot me that.
Shit, don't shoot me.
Have an M Night twist at the end.
No, it did not happen. Oh, we got away. He sucked up to the cop.
Good that's job. What you know, moral of the story. Yep.
I said, Migo.
Good move.
That's all I said is this. When he reached for the cigarette, the cop stepped back.
I said, Migo. What questions you got, G?
I just said this, Migo. I said, baby, man, be still, man. Let's just, he's a cop. He telling us.
I'm like,
And he was like, I said, Migo, let me just do this. Let me do this. And he was like, yeah, this and that. I said, sir, I apologize. And I said, me and my son, we're just going to the casino. I said,
he said, we won't drive no more.
I said, can y'all just honor us? Call your chief. Watch him go. I said, can you call your chief? Ask him. Just quote unquote, it's me. I said, hey, can we just make it to the casino and we ain't driving no more? What do you say, Migo?
Yeah,
he said this. He said, I tell you what, I'm going to be out here. What do you say, Migo? I'll be here all night. No, let me go till the end. What do you say?
Come on, man.
Thank God. We're getting to the end.
It's over. Oh, yeah. He said, I'm going to be out here all night.
Come on.
If I see y'all ass, I got you. I said, sir, I respect you too much. Man, we ain't finna disrespect you. I said, man, thanks for your chief. Man, we love y'all. That's Chasco.
Did you guys end up celebrating Christmas together after?
Too many. You don't want to know how many.
Come on, plenty of
them. And I apologize to anybody. Let's
go.
That's my baby.
All right.
Thank you, boy. Hey. Thank y'all.
Hey, hey, what do you think? Should we move on to the next section?
Guess what? Shout out to Yellow Wolf. That was Yellow Wolf was a good show.
Are you ready for the next section?
Huh?
Yeah. Yellow Wolf was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. It was fun to get to meet him at the end.
Yes, sir.
Did that dream come true?
Yeah.
You were pretty bummed when you didn't get the picture at first. That was kind of cool.
I really was, though.
I know you were. I saw that.
And then the blessing came through. It was like, boom. And then we up in that bit like, woo. Can I get the footage to Tesla? Wherever Tesla is, shout out to Tesla too, right?
Our number one fan.
Yeah, shout out to Tesla.
5 hours to
Tesla,
come see
Tesla got
coal
that,
mine at
what
Yellow
she
Wolf.
Got that, what she say she had? That hot top.
She had that hot tooie shirt.
That hot tooie?
Yeah. Y'all didn't give me 2 hours.
Come on, we still going.
You're still going,
this shit ain't this shit don't stop. Nope, you can't do that. You can sit down.
I'm going to stop. Let me show y'all.
No, not yet. We gotta wait till the second
call. Pop her out here. Get in the shot.
Let me show y'all with my hand hurting right now.
Okay, we're gonna shoot you.
But while we're on the topic of Yellow Wolf and Teslas and everything else in the world, we should do a quick shout out of the event we have coming up.
Boom.
When Coal Mine is going to be rocking the Ink Fusion Expo in Danbury, Wisconsin, September 20th to the 22nd. Make sure,
1, 2, 3.
If you're in the air, or even if you're not, want to go a little road trip, get out there and check it out. It's going to be 2 days. I think it's even free admission now. So you'd be kind of a fool not to get out there.
Yeah, I'm going to sit my ass down so I can make it out there.
Yeah. Yeah, you better.
Can I apologize to all the fans that a person from the scums and like the gutter that we try to correct our lives and come to a place like this and learn values of life. And
you, one thing I always know, you don't forget where you come from and you are who you are. That makes you the better person that you are. All you can do is try to tweak and fix the little fucked up things about us. You know what I mean?
What if you came from like a really bad cult?
What do you say? What's the question? What's the question you
say?
No, you said like wherever you came from is good and it shaped you. I said, what if it was like really bad, evil, dirty, Satanist cult?
But then
let me explain to you, that's sad.
But if you can get away from that,
I just stayed down there. But then
if you can get away from that,
3 years,
it should teach
you
something.
I stayed for 2 years and I went back there.
Where? In a Satanist cult?
The
Scums?
We from the South.
Yeah, I know.
Mike the Dell
901, what's up?
901, my Shelby County, my like.
Hey, what's up?
I moved back there.
King Gate, what's up? Neil Branchy, what's up? Winchester, what's up? Black Haven, what's up?
It's sad. It's really sad. It's,
yeah, but you know what?
Man, it's sad.
It's sad up here too.
It's
sad everywhere.
Except for the coal mine.
Hey, what's up? I got a smile on my face. Look at that smile. Look at that smile.
Big old smile.
When are we going to change our name?
Minnesota heaven, man.
I don't know. We got to work. We're still wanting coal back.
Oh,
are you going to try and get coal back for us? Come on. Can you make that our project?
But anyway, next
question. Can you do that for me?
No.
Get me coal back. Coal, I miss you.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
No joking about that, Coal.
There's some happiness in it.
Right. Yeah. All right, don't touch the soundboard. Let's just move on.
Let's go.
All right, are you ready to do a little category we have on the show?
Yeah.
We think, Pops?
Let's go, Pete. Let's
go. We got a little fun game that we came up with a while back. We haven't played it in a while either.
Nah.
Well, something called Birthday Beat 'Em Up.
Birthday Beat 'Em Up. Okay? Let's get it.
What we do is we go through celebrity birthdays.
Yeah.
That occurred throughout this week or this upcoming week.
Boom.
And you have to rate them on a scale from 1 to 10, how bad you want to beat that celebrity up. Okay?
This guy's pretty angry. Yeah. So
and not, I know how you like to throw your fist after the events of today.
I got one question.
What is it?
Why we didn't do this in August?
In August? Yeah.
Who do you hate in August?
No, I don't know the meaning
of
that.
Who you want to beat up? Who you want to
slap? Which celebrity do you hate and know their birthday?
Well, watch this. I don't know the meaning of that word. Some words I don't know.
So which celebrity you want to slap?
I just want to salute Michael Jackson for being 5 days born after me because we Virgos. And
happy birthday to Pete. Hey,
Michael Jackson.
Happy birthday to
Michael Jackson.
The 22nd.
Fourth, right behind mom.
Yep. Shout out Miss to mama. Simon. My mama birthday.
And we always celebrated that.
I think I want to slap everybody in August.
Well, good thing we're not in August. Actually, we are. Hold on. Ready? Yeah. Let's get a little music.
We in September. Thank you. Shout out to September. Ooh, it's good Michael day.
Jackson.
Yep. Yes, sir. Shout out to Michael.
No, I wasn't lying. We do have it. The first one is Thank August you. 31st.
Who is that?
August 31st. Bradley Cooper.
Do we know, you know who Bradley Cooper is? But if you did know him, you would just laugh.
All right, I'm gonna just say, we're going to do a different one for you two. If you just saw a guy, his name was Bradley Cooper, what would you assume?
No.
You think you want to slap him?
Let's do it like this. Would you slap, forget who birthday it is, right? would you slap P. Diddy?
Well, everyone at this point, right? Was anyone saying no to that?
Would you slap P. Diddy?
Maybe Mace.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Would you slap, what about Biggie Smalls?
Why would I slap Biggie? Well, maybe. For dying and disappointing me.
Yeah. Okay. What you doing? This dude that took over the show.
No, joke's on you. The camera turned off.
Yeah. It ain't on that. You can't show that on there.
I want to show.
We told you that's evidence.
Yeah,
see that?
Yeah. You don't want to show my evidence of your crimes?
We ain't did that.
We have like 14 subscribers on our YouTube now, man. Gosh, that would ruin you.
Boom. How about
I threw the phone?
What?
Hey, you know what? It's just sad.
But how about
young people treat old people bad? Tyler Perry. I'm sick of this shit.
How do you feel about Tyler Perry?
I want to hear you two have a conversation about Tyler Perry. I don't like him, but
I don't like Tyler Perry.
Why don't you guys talk about Tyler Perry while I try and get the camera set up again?
Well, Miko, you remember the day that they wanted me to meet him, and I told you, I said
in Atlanta.
I said this. I cut my phone off.
Why did you not go?
Because I'm like you.
What?
No, let me answer that. Because I'm so much like you. You my baby.
I would have went even though I do not like Tyler Perry, but I'm assuming that it's more than Tyler Perry.
Okay, y'all.
I'm just saying if it's more than Tyler, it's gonna be more than Tyler Perry then. So therefore, as long as he don't dress up like Madea, I'm cool. You feel me? I'm cool. I would have went, Pete. I'm going.
You told me that then.
I just went seeing Bone Thug and Homie.
You did good.
Yeah.
You did good. You got good points for that. You did great.
So,
but let me go.
Hold on. You were supposed to go meet Tyler Perry?
And
why are we supposed to meet?
At the same time, Tyler Perry.
You should totally go to like Part A.
He will make a story out of him.
No, but why are we supposed to meet Tyler Perry?
He asked a question.
Okay.
And no, Todd, he like, man, we got a part for you on this show. And I'm like, man, I never see nothing.
He was gonna put you on a TV show?
Was you scared? Tell the truth.
You know what, Miko?
Tell the truth, shine it up.
Miko.
Were you not scared? Let's use a different word. What's the word besides scared? Timid or
I feel like you guys brush over so many interesting facts that we should pull out of here and mine out of here. So you were just sitting around and someone said, hey.
I wasn't sitting around. We was at T.I. Studio. We was at the Grand Hustle studio. Grand Hustle.
Okay, so you had a studio.
No, I ain't no studio. You ever heard of T.I.?
Yeah. He said you're at your studio, so.
No, he said we had one. I thought he said we had one. No, we was at the Grand Hustle studio. Some video shootings going on.
Got it.
Boom. So, and then somebody asked you, they asked you, do you want to go?
They didn't ask me. They hugged me.
So, okay. So,
we finna introduce you to this Tyler Perry like that.
Boom. All right. So, now what?
I didn't say nothing.
So, you didn't say nothing. Well,
that probably that's got no. translated as a no.
Pretty, no.
Yeah, I think that is a no.
So, we in the W-2. They got four W's. One, two, no.
Okay.
And I'm like, I told my mother, man, I'm gone. He was like, what?
Well, so why did you turn it down? I'm asking you, what was the reasoning that you turned it down or you didn't answer your phone? Like you tried to do me today. Nah,
Migo,
answer the question.
I'm are you afraid of success?
No.
Wow.
Watch this.
Wow, baby.
Watch this, though. It scared me. I felt like, man, we could do this shit on our own, man. Kind of like Young Dolph, man, who I respect the most, who shook my hand, and I can call L now, man.
Okay, but I'm saying, though.
I felt like we could do that shit out. So when Dolph turned that $22 million down, it ain't about money, man. And you understand, if God bless us with life just to wake up every day, sometimes we can come back and say, hey, y'all young dudes is idiots with genocide. Hey, look, man, look, I'm old dude gonna come back.
Don't go nowhere, right?
Because of
it long by no, it belongs by like what I'm doing. It's successful to me. As long as it don't have to grow. But if it does, it's successful to me. I like what I'm doing.
Hey, guess what? I did a video of this.
And you're a producer, a person with music.
I'm gonna show you what I did. Yeah. Y'all follow this and watch this. Talent,
we really did this whole podcast backwards. We started just
now we're back to it. Now we're getting to beat him.
Never
trust a nigga or a bitch. Okay. North Memphis spit, South Memphis lit.
And now a full.
Did you write that rap?
And then
I know what it's a 16.
But at the same time, the whole it's been used.
And so, they love. And I gave it. I'm like, you know what? When I said lit and spit, I had meant because from DJ Paul Triple from all that, man, they fuck with up. And then it's just a love in my heart for still be living.
Shout out to Lanier. High school.
Yeah, Lanier and Chickasaw. Yeah, Jazzy Faye and Sierra.
It's Jazzy Faye and Sierra.
You ever heard of Sierra?
No.
You ever heard of Sierra?
Yeah.
I'm serious. Jazzy picked me up.
Right.
It's love.
Yeah.
Drummer Squad. We was at Drummer Boy. Drum Squad.
These are producers well known.
You ever heard of Drummer Boy? Drum Squad?
No.
Yeah.
Drummer Boy.
Yeah, I follow him on Twitter.
He got Lil Wayne. No, I'm serious. Lil Wayne first hit. Rick Ross, all of them got their hit through Drum Squad.
He didn't even know who Jimmy Jam was.
Who then?
What?
He's not. We in Minnesota. Get on his ass. He know who Drummer Boy is. That's.
I don't know who that is either.
You don't know Drum Boy? That's real though.
Sure.
Hey, I just spit some Memphis shit. Understand, not pimp shit, but understand we maggot. I appreciate y'all calling me, man. Y'all see. I don't even know what I'm doing. But man, I respect y'all.
So, what are you doing these days? What do you spend your days doing?
I just hit.
Well, other than getting in fights in parks and following guys onto buses.
No, I wasn't following.
And
nobody.
Man, can I go back to something else you did today, kid? Let me. This is. We picked you up at Sex World. That's our first interaction, buddy. Right? That was a weird thing. I had to put Sex World into my Waze app on my phone to find it as an address. That gets saved in my history, boys.
Will you go back?
It's weird.
They my friend.
Do they still have? Hey, do they still? Oh, you weren't even in there. You weren't there. That was the worst
part. Look, this the crazy
part. For some reason, we're like, okay, we'll
meet
you at Sex.
This is the crazy part. He gonna call me, and tell us to go. He called us and tell us to go meet him at Sex.
I know. But then he wasn't there. Look,
and
I
then
Sex World because the police gonna fuck me.
And then he saw a little tenderoni. Right, perfect time to ask this question. This is why, you know what I mean. He's like, hey, oh. My son is at Sex World.
It's a weird thing to say.
She ready to talk. She was like, well, you go, I was going to tell, hey, look at sweetie. I apologize.
Can who's
you
this girl?
Show me.
Who's this girl?
My little red head. No.
Just some random girl you met on the street.
Boom. That was a perfect time. It was perfect time to throw it.
Haven't you ever heard bros before hoes?
He was gonna bring the hoe to the roast.
That was me getting street on you. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
But watch this.
Yeah, froze his ass like a motherfucker. Right
no, see, watch this. I started asking her to come show me. See, this thing about the game is this. Mm-hmm. Sweetie. But she was still talking. When I called street, she was like you go over there. I said, hey, look here, sweetie. Now, and I want y'all to know this. Mm-hmm. She should have came across street.
I knew what you were doing.
And showed us, and I'd have been like, look, Migo, cut you. I'd have been mad if you had your video. Migo, cut the video on, because they know how I do. Mm-hmm. Look who with us. Now, she see that, she should have been sitting in here with us.
Good point.
But Migo was yelling.
No,
he wasn't yelling. No, don't put on him. I should have asked her to come and show me. Y'all would have saw who I was talking about. Y'all would have been like, damn.
Hold on. I have a serious question for you two.
Boom.
Which one of you do you think has better game?
Oh, I ain't got game. I ain't got no game.
You ain't got no game?
No,
I got game. You're so charming.
That's it. That's all. I am who I am. I said, hey, how you doing? My name Miko, and that's it.
I could have asked her to walk me to the sex world. Seriously, like easily. But I felt like my baby calling me. Man, fuck that bitch. Today.
You did do bros before hoes. Good job.
I'm glad you came and did the show, bro. That's what I was talking about.
You my baby.
That's what I was
fuck
talking
you
about.
Mean.
That's what I, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, international
you can
with this shit.
Anything.
Yeah,
can I ask you anything?
International with this shit.
Here go.
Plenty of them.
Hey, family.
Boom.
Should we start asking him anything? Should we do some burning questions? Or should you beat him up?
I'll do,
do you want me to pick one birthday beat him up?
Yeah.
How about I pick some select ones?
Pick, let me, who are there?
I got one for us.
Someone.
September 4th.
Boom.
Beyonce.
Ooh.
That's a controversial one, right? Beyonce. Yeah. I don't know how people feel about her these days.
How you
I feel like
about,
she's falling.
How you feel about now you gotta put that to your mouth, G.
Dude, you gotta sit on the chair. That's
come
what's
on,
distracting
look,
you.
Look, so tell me how you feel about Beyonce. Would
animated.
You slap her?
No.
Never?
Like is there a way
can I be honest? I never followed that person.
Yeah, but is there a way that you would slap her?
I really haven't. I never followed the person. I felt like Ciara Rihanna is somebody that.
So damn, you're just he is.
Or Death Loaf.
I'm thinking like a 10.
I that's somebody that never even excited a guy like me. Like watch this. I've been to titty bars from cross country, New York, LA. Watch this.
All over.
I ain't the one throwing no dollar. I'm trying to figure out which one of y'all already. Hey, come here. Hey, what you spend your money on?
And you said you had no game.
No, that ain't
Mac,
game.
Mac is strong.
That ain't game, though.
Well, look.
I ain't like the average guy. I never had a table dance. Never.
But do you want one? I don't get what you're saying.
What is. No, watch what I'm saying. I'm not an average guy.
So
raised by a woman.
So therefore he don't feel the same way like everybody. He feel like everybody else feel about Beyonce.
This is what I heard when I was a little ass boy.
So would you slap her?
What'd you hear? I want to hear what he heard when he's a little ass boy.
When I was a little boy, this is what I
little
heard.
Little ass boy.
Who a woman will forever be smart. No, I'm like six. Or seven. Look,
that
a woman will
ass.
Forever be smarter than a man, right? I'm like yes, ma'am. But watch this. A woman will forever be smarter than a man.
Two times they said it.
So, but watch this.
To drive the point off.
I said, yes, ma'am. You know, look, yes, ma'am. And then she grabbed my arm tightly and she put a movie on called Mother Dearest, right?
Oh, with the coat hanger.
No, you don't hear me.
Oh, yeah.
Not once.
Seen that movie? No, I gotta watch that movie.
Not once. I told you that.
Good shit, bro.
Watch it. Then I'm sitting there crying. I gotta watch it
who
twice.
Who ain't never got a whooping in his
life? You had to watch that twice?
I'm talking about Brock. Brock ain't never been whooping space.
Yeah, I was a well-behaved kid.
Huh?
I was a well-behaved kid. I got great grades.
The fuck out of it. Yeah, I guess
so. Please, thank you.
Yeah,
my parents had no reason to beat me. Yeah. I was home on time.
We just say yes, ma'am, or yes, sir.
I
don't say nothing.
Never talks back.
Yes, ma'am.
Good shit, Brock.
Did my chores earn my allowance?
Yeah.
Rode my little bike.
Did what you was told, honey.
You did.
Good shit.
Yeah. You got good points.
But you know that brings up a topic.
You
I like
just
talked
about.
Once
well,
you
so
got older.
No, but I'm saying.
But
back then, like we feared adults.
Oh,
right.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
Yeah, damn right.
I'm totally not in a bad way, but I feared teachers.
Let
I feared my parents.
Down, all that.
Scariest thing in the world that could happen is like a phone call from the teachers.
Absolutely.
Now, like, gosh, my kid's teacher calls me home all the time. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Really, you should.
You should.
I'm finna leave y'all with this.
But then just, you know.
You're leaving?
No, I said I'm gonna leave you all with this.
Why don't you sit down again? Why do you keep
standing? No. Watch this. A woman will outsmart a man.
Not three times.
Well, I'll, you know what? Because no. a lot of guys hit their chest, they super. Hey, look, I don't do that. Watch this. If you listen to a smart woman, man.
Have you been outsmarted by a lot of women?
Who, me?
Ooh. Yeah. Outsmarted.
Yeah.
No.
Wow. Why'd you say outsmarted?
Because that's what he said. Well, you said like a woman's going to outsmart a man.
No, I'm not saying it. I just said women are smart. I said women are smart.
Oh, you said are smart.
I thought it said outsmarted.
I don't mean to say outsmart because that's a whole.
I know.
But they are smart.
No, women are genius. See, I learned from
shout
a woman.
Shout out to the geniuses. Women.
Out that's there. All I'm saying.
And if
I ain't down to no man to hit their chest.
If you looking for somebody to teach.
Yeah, are we just saying women are great?
What? Who, me?
Yeah.
You ask what?
Are we just saying that women are great?
Hey, who am
and
I?
Smart?
Hey, get what? Who am
those
I?
Those are good things
I
to
didn't say.
I
didn't say all.
let's not make sure I said that compliment to everyone. Not to every lady out there. We want to know some of you suck. And you're dumb.
Hey, get what? See, we don't do that because of this. And man. If you deal with certain women, my women is the key. Well, I've been free. I ain't hit the penitentiary. I should have. You know what? If I went to the penitentiary, I probably would control the five states just because I'm in there with the worst guys. And I'm all like, I was going to Lake Street Pen or Rice. I'd be in the worst places that most people don't even see.
But, so hey, your name ring?
I didn't want it to, but they always said, I know your. That's what they would not knock dude. Yeah. They told me, just leave. I'm on nickel. I'm like,
that ain't why your name ring.
Hold on.
I said, you are who you are.
He know probably why my name ring better than me, because I don't follow that. But this is my baby, and we go state to state with it. It ain't just here, it's Milwaukee, race everywhere. Look, East St. Louis,
He's just naming cities now?
Nah, it ain't no place that we can go.
We chasing hoes down Cicero on the west side. We done been to the 100 block. They put the guns down to come salute a king. Look. And Miko one of mine. And I don't mean to do none of it, but look here, man.
Plenty butts.
Hey, I think.
I get this for my baby, man.
Hold on. Are you going somewhere?
We got to use the restroom.
You got to use it?
Hey,
take a seat. We're going to do our last segment.
The last segment.
Like, last segment.
Can we do a break? Can we do a...
We done after this?
Yeah, we're going to do our last segment. Then we'll be done.
All right, go piss and come out. Yeah,
that's fine.
We ain't going to do nothing but talk shit about you while you're in the bathroom.
That's what we do.
Nah, I definitely. But look.
You my baby. Look.
Oof that.
How about...
No, he deserved it.
How about... Boom.
Oh, it's actually perfect timing because look, that.
You know they want me to do a little channel here.
Yeah, come on.
Hey, if you got to use it, go use it. Your worst thing, call. Dude, how do we always have people come on the show that have to pee in the middle?
Because at the same time, you know what? They got to take a break. They never.
I know. Is that funny, though?
Yeah, it is.
It's just kind of part of the show. People just peeing in the middle.
Just get up and say, take a break.
Have you ever had to get up and pee in the middle?
Nope. I hold mine, which is probably horrible.
I think I did once.
Yeah.
No, I usually just have to get up and grab stuff.
Yeah, you actually move more than anybody. Actually, yeah.
Well, not this guy. Serious bouncing like that. So, how do you two know each other?
P, I know P from back in the days, though.
Yeah.
We know each other from home, from Memphis, Tennessee, pretty much. Okay. And
well, what do you mean? Like, did he live down the street from you? Did you?
He was just
save your life in the fire.
It's just one of them guys that he pretty much did. You know, well, like
you can't be specific.
Huh?
I mean, like, literally, I know where I met you.
Gonna be incriminating myself. Oh, you know,
fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Interesting.
Incriminate him as well. You know, so we know each other from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And
was he one of the TBT?
He was like one of. Listen to Brock always doing shit. But
I love the TBT. I tell people about that.
You did
trouble bound thug.
Yeah, you know what's up. But you know what I'm saying. At first we had a little problems, but as I grew up, you know what I mean, he wasn't doing shit, but just, you know what I'm saying, you know, really just showing the way, you know?
Man, what's he doing in that bathroom? That's a long pee.
Hey, you know, don't time it. You need to time somebody pee.
That's true. That's true to me.
Where you going today? You got your shirt cut, cut off shirts.
What's that?
You got your no sleeves on.
I know.
Yeah.
No sleeves. Guess where I'm going?
Yeah.
It's just
what I like wearing when I'm around the house doing my leisure activities.
Oh, for sure. You been working out?
Occasionally. Trying to.
You still gonna wrestle?
Oh yeah. Pushed out a month. Actually, I was talking to Mr. Kennedy.
Who is that?
Wrestler, Mr. Kennedy, the one who's gonna be training me. Ken Anderson. Look him up. He's awesome.
Yeah.
You know he was the last guy to fight Eddie Guerrero?
No shit.
Is that crazy?
Like in WWE?
Yeah, and then before Eddie died. Oh, I didn't know that.
How did Eddie die again?
Wasn't it a brain aneurysm or something?
Man, somebody else's.
OD'd. I don't think his was
a real famous dude just OD'd a rapper. Shout out to Rich Homie Quan. I guess he overdosed, but who knows? Sad thing all overdoses are.
Speaking of that, it's a good segue for an upcoming project Miko and I are working on. That we should probably tell people about.
Try to stay clean. And
we're gonna be announcing some big things at our 50th episode spectacular for the direction of the show.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna change the name definitely.
Well, we're gonna get Cole back first and foremost. That's the only thing I want.
And why?
Because I miss him.
Why? You know, miss lovable. Him. Well, you got to be a friend with him without the podcasting.
That's true.
Obviously, he don't want to do the podcast.
That's fair.
And that's you like.
Good point.
No, it ain't no good points, and I'm not right or wrong. But at the same time, if he like, what his main reason of staying away from you? If y'all been friends that long, bro, you feel me?
True.
Like, you know, it shouldn't be no. If anything, she'll be like, call you and say, hey, what you doing, without mentioning the podcast.
That's true.
Or but if anything,
you gotta be patient with him, right?
Send him some flowers. You gotta send him some flowers.
I was tempted because
ass was retarded, dude.
Whoa.
Why I send him flowers?
Why would I send him
a Funko.
No, I was gonna, because he.
A Funko.
Hopefully he's not listening to this. Well, I don't care. He knows for me. But like at his apartment, you could just get to his balcony.
Yeah.
So I was just gonna bring him a little present and put it on there.
You better announce yourself. Like call him before you come.
No, I just do when he's at work.
Because he's thinking you gonna snatch his fucking throat out and stay put.
That's true. I have sent pictures of his apartment to him. Inside of it, and he's freaked out.
Yeah. But shout out to Cole.
We love you.
Yep. As always, love.
We miss you.
And then,
no, we don't.
Fuck Donald Trump.
Oh, man. We both whispered some secrets.
Yeah. No, this is, I'm going to let you
I'm growing know. Concerned fuck about what's going Donald. On in the bathroom
I
with this guy.
I have no idea. You got to take a poop.
No, he better not.
Deucey deuce.
Somebody checking him.
But, yeah. Wait, what's the last segment?
Oh, I was hoping to do some burning questions. You want me to ask you one? Here we go. Here we go.
Ask us one. I will answer too.
Okay. This is a good one, and I really don't think Pops is going to give a coherent answer. Okay. If I ask this one,
probably not.
What's the one thing that people always misunderstand about you?
I'm not angry. You know what I mean?
I can see that.
People swear that I'm always yelling and ain't angry, but mm-hmm. I love people. You know what I mean? And I'm just a loud person.
You are?
You know what I mean? I'm just a loud person. So never yelling, just always
excited.
Passionate.
Excited. I think direct, too.
Direct. Yeah, that's
why it can sometimes seem aggressive.
You know what's crazy, though? Like, when people are not direct, that just throws me off.
Oh, I agree. You know what I mean? I prefer direct. That's why I think you and I get along, because we can blow up at each other and be fine.
Like crazy. Like, but at the same time, man, it's just...
What was your good expression I loved? That you were the spilled ranch?
The spilled mayo. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Spilled mayo, the tipping pot.
Yeah. Just the tipping pot.
You teach me things.
Oh, that's good. You teach me too, though. Yeah, I get patient like a motherfucker.
Yeah. What's the one thing people always misunderstand about me? Gosh, I don't know. What are some misinterpretations?
Man, you know what? I'm going to say...
That I'm not evil deep inside?
That you're not...
Uh-oh.
Damn. It's like... So when I first met you, I'm like, damn, is he's
he's kind of a, he's a, like a, it's like unknown. I don't know if you know what I mean. It's like boom. I don't know.
Fascinated
by
this.
I don't know if he's angry.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Or if he's like, I don't. You know what I mean? Because it was since I know you now, so. But then it's still off balance. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you have a just look on your face where you are like
pissed off on us.
Pissed off.
I gotta work on that. I really do. I've realized,
it's like, and you are direct.
Yeah.
But then you come off like a pure fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and it's like, I'm like, damn, this man here, dude, what the fuck, bro? I thought I was a fucking jerk.
No, I was gonna say, I don't know if that's a misunderstanding, because sometimes I am just a huge asshole.
But then
it's so we've lost three so members of the show.
So I misunderstood. I'm like, so it's like, damn, it's confusing.
I get it.
You know what I mean? But then at the same time, by knowing you, you know what I mean? You straight, a straight guy, straightforward guy. Straight, honest guy. It is nothing wrong with you. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, there's tons wrong with me, but I appreciate that.
Ain't nothing wrong with you. It ain't nothing wrong with you. That ain't unnormal. Unnormal. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
That's true. That's true.
So all of us have the same fucking problems to an extent where that we.
Oh, this is. I think maybe just you and I should do the burning questions. That's a good one. Ready?
Yeah, that's.
Do you want to ask me? And then we'll switch off.
Yep. If you could have any animal in the world as a pet, what would it be and why?
That's a tough one.
Oh.
I mean, part of it is the thing going to be super tame if it's my pet?
But right?
Like, we're buddies and he'll do what I say?
It's going to be fucking like a jerk.
No. You know what I would do? I'm not kidding. Asshole. This just popped in my head. A liger.
Oh, you talking about like from Napoleon Dynamite?
No, but they're real.
Ain't no fucking. They don't want to hear talk about no lager, bro. Ain't
they're
no,
real.
A lion and a tiger.
Yeah, I swear to God.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yes, they
Let
are.
Me see. I know. I don't God. Google it because they no. gonna they gonna make this shit.
No, I swear they are. But they can't reproduce. They're like what's a donkey and a horse is a mule. When you mix those two and they come out sterile. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they can mix lions and tigers. And it's like a really big.
Like a bingo cat.
It's like a lion with some stripes, but it doesn't have the big mane. It kind of has a crappy little one, like a little mohawk.
Where'd you see that? I don't believe it.
I think the Tiger King had some. I don't know. They're around. But my reasoning is I'd want that is because then, like, if it's my buddy and we're cool, maybe I could ride it then, too. Wouldn't that be sweet? Like, riding in the back of that place?
Yeah, I guess so.
Especially one of those, if I had a really cool harness, we could go up trees.
No, if there was a liger, I would be like, okay, then cool, but you can't make up an animal.
It is real.
And fucking want it as a pet.
Well, okay, like in the event it's not real, I'll just say a tiger for the same reasons.
Okay? For the same reasons, a tiger.
A tiger. I like tigers.
A lion would be better, but I would. But look, I'm finna say a miniature giraffe.
Those are real, you know that?
No shit.
Yes, they are. They make pygmy giraffes.
I thought I just made that up.
Swear, Nico, I'm teaching you so much about pets today.
I would love a miniature giraffe.
No, I don't know how true this was. Again, I should fact check this more. But back in the day, check this out. I was reading an article about they make these pygmy giraffes, like genetically altered them so they're only about this big.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Okay? But they're like so hard to make.
Mm-hmm.
It's like millions and millions of dollars that there's like a wait list, and it's all like it's like princes and stuff that are waiting on them.
Yeah, this world is going to hell. Now they mixing tigers and lions. Yeah, I guess so. Or a miniature elephant. An elephant that doesn't grow. Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
that'd be fucking cool. And then I like a monkey too.
I think a monkey would be cool for a lot of reasons.
Huh? For a lot of
little helper monkey.
Yeah, a little. Yeah. Go get the monkey control monkey.
Yeah.
Go get my kid.
Mischief.
Yeah. Go to the car and lock the door.
Go slapping around your friends when they're annoying.
You know. Yeah. Ha.
Cool. Oh, I think I might take monkey.
I'll take monkey though.
Chimpanzee.
No.
Oh, what about a gorilla?
Hell no.
Why?
I don't want nothing.
Do you think he'd turn on you?
He probably would. You know what? Yeah. You remember the lady that. Had a monkey, right? I forgot what kind of monkey it was. Was it?
I don't think it was the owner that the chimp attacked. I think it was like a neighbor.
It was a friend that came and had dinner with her.
Yeah.
The monkey was in love
with the lady, basically. Mm. And then the monkey got jealous. Oof. And fucking snatched the fucking lady face off her fucking off her face. How you do that? Ugh. Crazy. Ain't that some shit? That. The monkey fell in love because the lady, you know what I mean, day by day dancing with the monkey and shit, you know, having dinner with the monkey, companion with the monkey. And then the lady has her friend come over and the monkey sees them hugging, like, bitch, you got my bitch fucked up. That's my bitch. Snatch that bitch.
I guess that's a risk you gotta take.
Fuck that. Hell no. Nah. Fuck that monkey. All right. Boom, what's next?
What is your biggest fear?
Ooh, it has to be not. I think I answered this before. It has to be not being around the people that I love, not being here with the people that I love. So death is coming, so you can't fear that because, you know, it's like a homecoming going to God. But fearing that they won't be there, when, you know what I mean? It's going to take a long time for them to get there when I see them, you know, if I'm not here, you know, when I'm gone. So I would have to say, yeah.
Gosh, that's a beautiful answer. I was going to say sharks, but now I just feel like a prick.
Well, shit, if sharks, is if you fear sharks, but at the same time, we in Minnesota.
I know. It's a very rational shark fear.
But
my fear would be more of being stranded in the middle of the ocean. Mm. If you were to ask, if someone was, buried alive, that'd be terrible, too, obviously. Ooh, but stranded in the middle of the ocean.
Boom. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, just would dead
you try,
center.
Would you try to swim? Would you be like, fuck it? Or would you have a Wilson? You try to find you a Wilson, so you can have some companion and just chill and try to survive?
Oh, I'd be just so panicking. I'd hope I'd have a heart attack.
You wouldn't try to survive, though?
I'd try to, obviously. You'd have to, what else can you do?
Don't kill myself. Don't try to make a rocker. A lion and a tiger, and Brock.
A liger?
Don't try to make it.
I don't want my liger to be an orphan.
Shit, don't do that. But
nobody believes they're real.
But hell yeah, that'll be horrible too. That is scary.
But I kind of agree with you. I don't know if that's fair because it's I live in Minnesota. How realistic is that? Fuck, unless someone kidnaps me and throws me out there.
Boom, that'd be it. Yeah, that'd be real fucked up. You have to get all the way to the ocean. They gonna
get. I have a whole heap of problems there.
The motherfucker fell into the toilet. Fam, you good? Come on out. What's the next question? What is your go-to karaoke song? I never did karaoke.
Really?
Never, bro.
But you'd be great at it.
Probably. I do have. One of them voices.
A deep, sexy voice.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, can you sing one?
Take the drawers off.
I know. you're the deep bass guy from Boys to Men.
My voice is not that deep.
Boom.
Yeah, my voice is not that deep. I hate my voice, really.
Really?
It's like,
does everyone hate their voice?
Do that?
Seems like it's a common thing. People hate hearing how they sound.
For real?
That doesn't really bug me how I sound. I'm kind of used to it. It's because I'm a narcissist. I love the way I sound.
But you do have a radio voice, though.
Do I?
Yeah, you have that voice.
Oh.
Where it's like, boom.
Well, you do too.
It's not annoying. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just like, boom, straight direct.
It's like this guy grew up in the suburbs.
It's like, he's well behaved.
Yeah.
Well behaved. Yeah, yeah. He went to etiquette class. Yeah.
Didn't need it.
Pick it up. Pinky up.
Just blowing into it.
Wow, we did have a guest.
We did have a guest. This is a coal mine first. And, we actually lost our guest. He went in the bathroom and didn't come back.
Where did he go?
I think. Should we end it on that?
I guess so.
I think that's kind of funny to end it on.
Yeah. So
this is fun. This is great to meet Pops. He's an interesting guy.
Oh, yeah. And that's all we should have is interesting people, different backgrounds, different culture.
I think there's so many more stories we could have flushed out of him that would have actually been fascinating. So I think we're going to have to bring him back.
We're going to have to see if his rate, if it goes up or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll bring him back. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
When this one gets out there.
Yeah, oh yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's very special.
He is very special. Absolutely. And you got to be patient with him, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
He's a patient guy.
I think so.
I think he's got a little touch of patience.
I have him. He's on the patient spectrum.
Yeah.
He didn't get the stemming, though.
Oh, my goodness.
He's stemming the whole show.
Hopefully soon these will start getting edited and they'll sound a lot better or something. Until then, we're just gonna have to use this as our outro music again, right?
What is it? Farewell.
To you, my friend. I never got the out of the box part. Do you get that? When he says out of the box.
That's pretty good.
If he came up with that by himself, though. I think he ripped that song off something from Nick Jr.
That's pretty good, though. Shout out to Cole.
We love you, Cole.
Hey,
and that's where we'll end it.
Peace.
Until next time.
Goodbye.
Yeah.